Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Gerald Salente being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald is a 1998 model. That means he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. But the thing he's the most proud of, and we are too, is he's the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, which is an organization that's been telling you what to look for, what the implications are for what's going on around you for a long time now, probably 35 or so years he's been doing that. He publishes the Trends Journal, which is an unbelievable periodical you got to know about. And also his Trends 2000, folks, is turned out to be a book of prophecy. And I helped him launch it back in the last century. Gerald Salente, welcome back to the show.
Always great being on with you, Mr. Blasingame.
Good to have you here. So, Gerald, we had this election. You probably heard about it.
Where? What country?
That's a good point. That's a good point. I was just, as you said it, I was thinking, wait a minute, I should have been more specific. So, in the United States, we just had this election, and a lot of people missed the signals, didn't they?
They sure did.
What were the signals that they missed?
You get the Trends Journal, so you know it's in print. We're the only magazine, we're the only publication that I know of that called Trump a winner back in May.
Yep.
And what everyone missed is actually what Bill Clinton won on back in 1992. The slogan they used to have around all the campaign offices was, "It's the economy, stupid." And that's what this was really about. Mm-hmm. It was the bottom line was the bottom line. And it's only in the numbers, but people get caught up in the emotions and the belief. So if you believe in a party or you believe that you believe in this, you call yourself a Democrat, a Republican, even a Libertarian, whatever you might call yourself, when you call yourself something, you're limiting it. You're limiting what you can open your mind to see, mm-hmm. and your ears to hear.
When you label yourself, you build a paradigm through which things get blocked, don't you?
That's right. Because you limit. Because
a paradigm has a set of rules, as my friend Joel Barker says. A paradigm is a set of rules that you establish, and things that don't fit those rules don't get in.
That's right. So the people missed it because it was, again, I'll give you some of the facts. When I said it's the economy, stupid. Here Obama comes in 2008, and he's going to be hope and change you could believe in, and what the people got was small change, because 95% of all the wealth created since 2009 went to the 1%. That's a fact, period, paragraph.
Right.
Number two, over 50% of the American people working, totally employed, not part-time, are earning $30,000 a year or less. You know the data of, people not having, if their car breaks down, they don't have $1,000 in the bank to get it fixed.
Well, and don't forget, labor participation is the lowest level since Clinton. Since Carter.
Right.
It's 40 plus years.
And household ownership is down to 1964 levels.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the facts. So Trump came, and so we said Trump is going to win based on this information, plus he played the Trump card. The Trump card was all of politics changed. Clinton the crook, Hillary the crook, calling out one after another, beginning with Bush at the first debate, taking out the guy at the top. So what he did was he just played his own game.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play a political game. He played the Trump card. That was never seen before. Like it, dislike it. What he did was he disrupted the entire campaign, played it the way he wanted. And so that's why we knew he would win.
Yep.
We also said, and it was the cover of the Trends Journal, that a reality show, it was the presidential reality show,
yep,
and Trump is the reality show champion. He played it like a reality show.
51 weeks ago, in my predictions, 53 weeks ago, I should say, in my predictions for 2016, I said if Trump wins, it'll be because he doesn't have the baggage of either party.
You got it.
And he beat the Republicans and the Democrats.
You got it.
Right down the line. Quick break, Tweet Tail, right back with Gerald Celente. I'm Jim Blaxinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.